Shalom. You are listening to Preparing the Way, an audio teaching ministry from Perfect Word Ministries. My name is Kevin Jeffrey, president and founder of Perfect Word Ministries, and I am a Jewish disciple of the Messiah Yeshua. We began this series with the overarching question, what is Messianic Judaism? And in an attempt to answer this question most fully, we began our extensive journey through the scriptures in the hopes of finding some answers. The second and third sessions laid a critical foundation upon which we could build. In session two, we learned about the authority and validity of the scriptures. In session three, we took a look at the covenants of scripture and learned that the promises of scripture were made in the context of covenants. All biblical, non-universal covenants were made exclusively with Israel, by extension, the Jewish people. In session four, The Art of Anti-Assimilation, we learned that the Jewish people have been set apart from the nations, and we began to explore the importance of the uniqueness of the Jewish people. One key truth that we uncovered was that the Jewish people's success or failure in remaining set apart for Adonai has been determined by their keeping of the Torah. The purpose of this session is to show that despite the bias most believers have toward it, the Torah, or the law, is at the very core of the Jewish people's identity, and that our identity as Messianic Jews is seriously lacking without, at minimum, a positive view toward the Torah. Now, we have a lot of ground to cover on this important topic. However, we will not have time for an exhaustive look at Torah itself. We will also not spend time wrestling with certain teachings of Paul's that the body of Messiah has traditionally misunderstood as being anti-Torah. We'll have to save those for another time. So since we have already established in previous sessions that Torah is both authoritative and valid, in this session we will be exploring what Torah is so that we may determine how it is to be applied to our lives as disciples of Messiah. Now, just one quick reminder. Again, this series is from the perspective of a Messianic Jewish believer as being presented to other Messianic Jews. We will cover the topic of Gentiles and Torah keeping in a later session, since we need to cover a lot more material before we can adequately address this question. So hang in there for just a little while longer. So let's go ahead and jump right in and ask the question, what is Torah? In our English Bibles, the word Torah is usually represented by the word law. Unfortunately, this is a very bad translation of the word Torah because it conjures up all different kinds of ideas in our minds as believers in Messiah. In reality, the word Torah, which is the Hebrew word, and in the Greek is the word nomos, actually means direction or instruction. So instead of law, which we usually understand as being something legalistic, the word Torah actually means direction or instruction. It's a teaching about how we are to live, what direction we are supposed to go. Traditionally, the Torah is understood as the first five books of the Bible, often termed the Pentateuch, or in Hebrew, the Chumash. These are the books Bereshit, Genesis, through Devarim, Deuteronomy, again, traditionally attributed to Moses. So let's start there to find our definition of what is Torah. According to Moses, here's what Torah means. The word Torah is used only once in the Torah before the occurrence of the Exodus, and it's used in Genesis 26:4, where Adonai is speaking to Yitzchak, to Isaac. And it says this, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and will give your descendants all these lands, and by your descendants all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Because Avraham obeyed me and kept my charge, Mishmarti,